Nope.
I was on my way to go backpacking on the Appalachian Trail when I found the station. Scrolling through the dead frequencies, I could not find anything to listen to. That is, until I flipped to AM and heard a buzzing. I stayed at the station and it started clearing up.
October 17th, 2022. Cause, car accident.
What the heck was this? I continued listening.
Jonathan Davis. Death, November 6th, 2021. Cause, hunting accident. Deborah Gilbert. Death, January 15th, 2035. Cause, pushed off a cliff.
I quickly turned it off. I drove in peace for a while. Suddenly, the station turned back on.
Joseph Harrison, death, June 7th, 2027. Cause, car crash.
I pressed the off button again. The dashboard showed that the radio was off, but it kept playing. I started slamming the button to no avail. I pounded on the radio, but it just kept playing that horrible voice. It continued blaring people's death dates and causes. I pulled over to the side of the road and turned off my car. The cursed station continued to play. The various causes of death progressively got more and more grotesque. I heard about people that would die of stab wounds, torture, and even someone who was chopped up by a chainsaw. I tore my radio out of the dashboard, and finally, I was met with tranquil silence. Sighing with relief, I began to drive again. I was running low on gas, so I stopped in a small town to get fuel. Walking inside the store, I paid for my gas, but as I looked at the clerk who had helped me, I saw the name on his tag. Jonathan Davis. I froze, remembering what I had heard earlier. Excuse me, do you hunt by any chance?
Yeah, I'm actually going out tomorrow to do some squirrel hunting.
Okay, be careful, I responded warily. Before this point, I had thought the station was an elaborate prank of sorts. There was no way it was real. After seeing the man I had heard would die tomorrow, I knew I had been terribly mistaken. I left the station with a tank full of gas and a heart full of dread. Days later, as I hiked on the trail, I recollected the last name I heard on the air. Mine. Jake Nelson. Death. November 8th. Today. It listed my cause of death as unknown. I sat on the side of the trail. It feels like I'm being burned by acid from the inside out. I can barely type this. The pain is so excruciating. I don't think I have much time left. I don't know if listening to the station caused this agony, or if the frequency was simply stating the inevitable. The pain keeps getting worse. My innards feel ready to explode. I wish I had never found that station. At least it would have made my death more peaceful. Now I can't stop hearing the other names, knowing they will die. Your name may have been aired too. Thank you for tuning in to this week's edition of the Nope Too Creepy podcast. If you want to learn more about the author of this story, just check the show notes and you'll find all the necessary links. If I haven't earned it already, I hope this is the week you choose to follow or subscribe on whatever platform you're listening on. Until next time, everybody, this is Dan David, reminding you all to stay safe out there. I'll be seeing you in the next episode. Nope.